Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and if you caught us mid-segment in that first segment of today's show, you might want to find out more by going to Time Magazine and buying this edition, the April 3rd edition, the special report on global warming. We were talking with Jeff Kluger, who did a very comprehensive piece on why we should be worried, as the cover headline says, very worried that climate change isn't some vague future problem. It's already damaging the planet at an alarming pace. And of course, we want to share our angst, because those of us who are part of Eco Talk and all the environmentalists and scientists and educators out there, we don't sleep so well at night, and we wonder how everybody else manages to. So we want to share the angst and the worry and make you feel a bit more concerned. We want to spread that around. We think that will be good all around. We're going to switch gears now and talk about water, specifically the main source of water for many Hopi and Navajo in northeastern Arizona. It's the pristine Navajo aquifer beneath Black Mesa. Its water is so pure that you can drink it straight out of the ground. Imagine that. But according to a new report by the Natural Resources Defense Council, the aquifer is in trouble. Decades of pumping by coal mining giant Peabody Energy are taking a toll, and now Peabody wants to pump out about 50% more water to move coal through a pipeline in the desert. In our series of features produced with NRDC, Daniel Heinerfeld reports on efforts to protect the sacred water of Black Mesa.
Vernon Maseyebsa is the former chairman of the Hopi tribe. As executive director of the Black Mesa Trust, he's working to preserve the ancient aquifer that lies beneath his home.
If you fly over, it's like a cupped hand outstretched, and in the cup is an aquifer called Navajo Aquifer. It's dated to be anywhere from 15 to 35,000 years old. Very pristine water, put there during the last ice age.
Peabody has used that water to mix with coal extracted from one of the largest strip mines in the world. The resulting coal slurry was then piped 270 miles to the Mojave Generating Station, a power plant that serves Southern California. Mojave was shut down in December by a lawsuit over air pollution. With retrofits, however, it may reopen. So Peabody wants permission to pump even more water from the Navajo aquifer. David Beckman, a senior attorney at NRDC, has studied Peabody's application.
They continue to maintain that the aquifer is, quote, robust and healthy, end quote. The fact of the matter is that their own data, the government's own data, and any kind of fair and independent evaluation of the aquifer doesn't support that kind of rosy outlook. The truth of the matter is that this aquifer system is in decline. So Peabody's claims really are head in the sand, wishful thinking, and of course the kind of claims that one would need to make if one had an application to use 1.5 billion gallons of drinking water every year. They can't say otherwise.
According to former Hopi leader Vernon Maseyebsa, it's critical to the tribes that Peabody's bid for more water is denied.
Well, if they continue to use the aquifer, which is still an option, it's going to create enormous damage to our only source of fresh water here. We don't have lakes here or rivers. We're totally dependent on the aquifer and the springs that it feeds.
The Hopi and Navajo rely on that water to drink and to irrigate crops, but its significance goes beyond mere survival.
Water is central to Hopi because we are farmers in the desert. And so consequently, we've built our religious traditions around water because we know water is life. We all come from water. We are still water people walking on earth. And when we die, we go back to the cosmic sea.
David Beckman at NRDC says the relationship of the Hopi to their home on Black Mesa holds a valuable lesson for all of us.
These are places where the Hopi have lived for 1,000 years, and they've lived there because they are water-wise. They treat water the way this whole country should treat water. And the contrast between that kind of wise use that the Hopi and the Navajo make of their natural resources on the one hand, and this rapacious use of drinking water in one of the most arid parts of the country by Peabody Coal Company on the other, is something that's just hard to ignore and hard not to care about.
According to both NRDC and the tribes, the threat to Black Mesa comes not only from Peabody, but from the federal agency that is supposed to protect the tribe's water. Neither Peabody nor the Federal Office of Surface Mining responded to requests for interviews. Again, Vernon Maseyebsa.
The bureaucrats are allowing companies to rape our land, our waters, without consideration for our beliefs. And to me, this is something that should not be tolerated by anybody in the United States.
For the time being, the drawdown of water from the Navajo aquifer has ceased. The big question now is how to replace the power once generated by burning Black Mesa's coal. The tribes don't want to see that practice resume.
Black Mesa Trust has proposed a construction of a 1,000-megawatt solar plant on Hopi and Navajo Reservation. This would be the world's largest solar facility. And the major beneficiaries would be the ratepayers, because they do need what is called peaking power, that's daytime power. So there are practical solutions, alternatives to Mojave as a dirty coal-fired generating station.
Again, David Beckman of NRDC.
Our vision is for clean energy, for economic development for tribes that need it, but for the protection of the resources that make the place in which they live so special and are so integral to their cultural and religious perspective. It's sort of a vision of a balanced future on Black Mesa, and we're hopeful that we can get there.
For EcoTalk and NRDC, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Daniel, for enlightening us with that report. Now, where else can you hear stories like this and the voices coming to you but from EcoTalk? And speaking of making your home a healthier place, we're going to talk to the author of a new book out. It's actually a workbook, Easy Steps for Eco-Friendly Living. Kimberly Ryder will be joining us, as well as someone who just read this book and is very excited about all the changes it's sparking in her family's home. You're listening to EcoTalk. Our website is www.ecotalk.net. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break.